Time now for the Cattle USA Hot Barn Report on this great American radio station. Here's your host, Monty James.
Here we go with an Independence Day edition of America's Hot Barn Report, and what a great country it is, despite all the political bickering going on nowadays, like Grumpy Old Men 3, right?
Bad boys, bad boys.
On the lighter side, just read an article at 5 a.m. this morning about Carl Weathers, a.k.a. Apollo Creed of Rocky fame. He left a six-figure sum in safe deposit boxes to surprise his family after his recent passing. What's that got to do with the cattle show? Glad you asked. Flashback to the 2001 Black Hills Stock Show in Rapid City, South Dakota. Myself and my mentor, Colonel John Phillips, were doing a live broadcast from their massive stock show they have every year. So, we're saying hi to listeners and people we knew as we were getting ready to do the markets. Lo and behold, here comes Apollo Creed waltzing in, leading a limousine steer to the show ring. So, being a young cub reporter, the Colonel sent me for it to scout it out. Sure enough, it was Carl Weathers, incognito in a ball cap, Tony Lamas, starch wranglers, and a vest. Although, he kind of stood out, right? After confirming that he was him, I asked him over to our booth to do an interview. He was eye of the tiger, so to speak, get it, and wasn't crazy about it. But he did, under the stipulation, he was Carl, not Apollo, and we talked cattle, not boxing or slaying aliens. Done deal. Super cool guy. In a moment, myself or the good citizens at the Rushmore Civic Center will never forget. Turns out, it was his hobby and his way to chill. Details on his ranching life at Hot Barn Report on Facebook. Only in America, my friends.
How about them cowboys?
Yesterday at the Board of Trade, front month live cattle closed up 82 cents at 185.10. October fats added 150 to 185.60. Coolio. But Tuesday at Stockman's Livestock, a load of 40 head of 1,470-pound fats hit 204.25. Do the math on that.
There you go again.
August feeders closed up 372 at 261.10. September calves gained 337 at 261.32. October contracts hit 261.45. I like it. Obviously, a slow July 4th week at sale barns across the nation. I'm out next week. Your chance to listen to Heritage HBRs as we profile some of the biggest and bestest sale barns across our nation. Happy Independence Day weekend, America, from all of us here at America's Hot Barn Report, this great American hometown radio station, Sirius XM 147 Rural Radio, and worldwide on AgriAmerica. Monty James saying, keep eating that beef raised in the USA.
Looks like it's going to be another fine day.
You have a good one.
Good news, ranchers. Leading pediatric and nutrition associations, including the Dietary Guidelines for Americans, now recommend introducing meats like beef, among other nutrient-dense foods, to infants. Your checkoff dollar supports the research and awareness of new guidelines that show beef's 10 essential vitamins and minerals, including protein, iron, and zinc, strengthen growth and development, creating new generations of beef lovers from bite one. Get the full story at yourdollardoes.com. Funded by the Beef Checkoff.